Welcome back to my house, y'all. It's Rosie on the house, your weekend wake-up call here. Beautiful Saturday morning across the state of Arizona. We're here with Jim Paxson from the Arizona Game and Fish Department talking a little bit about all the activities they've got going on. And you may not realize it, but in the near future, if they continue doing what they're doing, Arizona anglers may be booking rooms in downtown Ajo.
That's right. What an exciting adventure.
There's no water in Ajo.
No, there's not, but there's a swimming pool. You know, we've got a really creative staff. One of the neat things about working with Game and Fish is these folks are so passionate and so dedicated about their jobs. We've got a lady named Joanne Hill who wanted to bring fishing to the kids in Ajo. Some of those kids don't have the opportunity to travel to a lake or a stream. So she knew there wasn't any live water down there, so they talked to the swimming pool. There's a swimming pool in Ajo.
A community swimming pool?
And they flushed the pool to get the chlorine out that would kill fish. And they put about 100 catfish, and a couple of weeks ago they had a Saturday fishing day. And it was supposed to start at 8 o'clock, and at 6:30, kids started showing up on their bicycles.
Oh, man, that's great.
And every kid, I think they had 43 kids show up. Every kid took a catfish or two or three home for dinner.
Oh.
And just had an outstanding success. And everybody, parents and children alike, and especially Joanne Hill, left with a smile on their face.
Oh, I bet. What a great event. Is she going to try and create that as a semi-regular event, or was that a special event? Or
she's got such a bag of tricks, I don't know what she'll pull out next. But she's really dedicated to bringing fishing to the folks where if they can't travel, she'll take the fishing to them, and that's a good example.
You know, the amount of resources y'all put in to creating great fishing in Arizona is incredible. How many hatcheries do we have?
I believe we have 7 fish hatcheries.
We have one shut down now in Sedona, right?
Sterling Springs, uh-huh. Okay.
That shut down with the slide fire, right?
That's right. You know, the slide fire 2 years ago burned right to the edge of the hatchery, but even more important, the canyon up from the hatchery was burned pretty hot. So we were worried about mud flows and debris going into the hatchery pools. And so we went in one day during the fire and rescued about 700,000 trout that were little fingerlings. They were fry and fingerlings. So from a quarter inch long to about 2 inches long. And we got every fish out of there, and they were taken to other hatcheries to grow out. But that Sterling Springs hatchery is the primary trout hatchery where we take eggs. Hatch eggs, those are called fry, grow them to fingerlings, and then take them to other hatcheries to finish them out so we can stock streams.
So that's the incubator up there, right?
It is.
That's where it all starts, and then they get distributed to the other hatcheries to grow into catchable fish?
Yes, sir.
So y'all save 700,000 in a day.
In a day.
During a fire.
And we had people from the fire team there with us. We were all in fire gear and had our shelters and our escape routes and everything. The fire was active when we were in there, but it was the only opportunity we had to get those fish out, and had to do it before the mud flow started. So that was a huge success. In fact, there's a TV show on that I think is on this weekend.
Oh, is it really?
On this Sunday, yep.
Sunday, 4 o'clock, Channel 8.
Yep.
Every Sunday at
That's
4
correct.
O'clock. Set your recorder. It's worth watching. I promise y'all. It's one of the great shows. I'll sometimes it'll be Tuesday or Wednesday evening, and I'll be home, and I'm like, I haven't watched my Sunday afternoon show yet. So I always pull it up and catch it. With one hatchery producing 700,000 fish, and there's 6 other active hatcheries, y'all are producing a lot of fish.
We are. And, at commission direction, we're working on a warm water fish hatchery, so we will start growing endangered fish to put out there and part of our wildlife conservation program. That'll be there by Cornville, Bubbling Ponds, Page Springs.
Okay. Yep.
So we're working on meeting the needs of restoring populations, providing fish for anglers helping conservation of fish throughout Arizona.
And I know y'all don't call it this anymore, but it was the urban fishing campaign.
Now it's the community fishing program.
All right. I knew it changed names. But I mean, how many lakes across the state are involved in that? It's a surprising number.
I believe it's 37 in four communities. There's Yuma, Tucson, Little Green Valley Lake up at Payson, and the rest of them are down across the communities in the valley. So all of the Valley of the Sun, we're putting fish in. And, you know, there's a big deal coming up the 21st of October. We're going to welcome the trout back to Tempe Town Lake, and that'll be a celebration. So that's a week away, isn't it, Rosie?
Okay, yeah.
Yep. So that'll be a big deal. A lot of fishing. Trout will be released, and they'll be there. And all the other lakes across the Valley of the Sun will have trout in them.
Now, the fish you catch in the community lakes, those communities have to be treating that water with something, don't they?
They have to meet water standards. You know, some of them have some problems. Only when they have problems does the water have to be treated. But we monitor that very closely. And, you know, the fish are grown in fish hatcheries, but they're fed organic food. They're ready to eat when they hit the water. So they're good, clean fish, good protein, and excellent way to feed a family.
And we just, or not we, y'all just lifted the mercury ban up at Bartlett, right?
That's correct.
What was that about?
Well, you know, we've been in this drought for so many years that things are not in balance. This wasn't a mine spill or anything like that. It's just that the water became concentrated and exceeded the EPA standards for mercury. When we've gotten these inflows from rains and flows from upstream, then it's diluted those mercury components, and the water is now safe for eating fish out of that lake.
And all the community lakes are safe as well. So those are good fish.
Sir. That's right.
Get out there and enjoy it.
Yep.
Special license required for those lakes?
There is a community fishing license that you can get. Those are available online. If you buy the combination hunting and fishing license, it does have the community fishing and the two-pole stamp on it.
All right, there you go. We're here with Jim Paxson from the Arizona Game and Fish Department talking about all the things they've got going on. Y'all had a particularly cool story here recently about deer rescue in Flagstaff that I want to hit on that next.
Okay.
All right, folks. It's Rosie on the House. We're here with your weekend wake-up call. Stay tuned. We got a full 4-hour packed show for you this morning. We'll be right back.